Have you ever heard a great missionary story and you felt like you wanted to be part of that story? You were ready to sign up right there, but the fear of quitting your job, leaving the job security, raising financial support, and moving away from what you felt familiar with really kept you from doing what you thought God was asking you to do. My guest today, Bob Reich, did what many wished they could do. He quit his marketplace job, sold his house, and went into full-time ministry. So stay tuned as Bob joins the Unconventional Ministry podcast to share his journey from the marketplace job to ministry. We'll talk about some of his fears, how he overcame those fears, some of the challenges, and this amazing ministry opportunity that God has entrusted to Bob. This is the Unconventional Ministry Podcast. I'm your host, Dennis Weens, the Senior Impact Catalyst at Sat7 USA. I invite you to look at Sat7's website. That's sat7usa.org, S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org. So Bob, welcome to the Unconventional Ministry Podcast. You've been on a journey the last couple of years, so I'm excited to have you come and talk about this journey, some of the challenges, some of the fears. So welcome.
Thank you, Dennis. Thanks for this opportunity to talk to you today and share my story. I appreciate it.
You know, thinking back over the last 3-4 years, you've been on this journey to move from marketplace work to full-time ministry, and you found this amazing opportunity in Alaska, Echo Ranch Camp. We'll talk a little bit about that. How did it come about that you started sensing God leading you away from your work to ministry?
Well, really, it started back in 2018. I had been going to Wayside Bible Church in Middleburg, Pennsylvania for about 5 years, and I decided to get rebaptized as an adult and started doing more for my home church. I began helping with remodeling projects at the church, helping do fundraisers. An opportunity came along in 2019 through another church wanting some members from Wayside to join them on a work mission trip to Alaska. Honestly, I really just wanted to go to Alaska to see it, but through going on that work mission trip, it just opened my eyes totally to mission work, and I really loved what Echo Ranch was doing there for the communities in Southeast Alaska, and I enjoyed the people, and I just wanted to continue doing it. So for myself, I began going more and more. I gave up my vacations from work and not going to the ocean, to the beach, and decided to use my time to give back and do work mission trips up at Echo Ranch. And then 2022, through one of our work mission trips there, in June, I had a conversation with one of the staff members that just really laid on my heart that I could use my skills to really help spread the gospel. And I never looked at it that way. And it just continued weighing on me, and I had this pull. I just felt in my heart to really just follow it and keep looking into it. So I went in September of 2022 for 2 weeks to talk to staff members and learn more about the camp and their stories and getting into missionary work and how it all worked. And just so happened that there was a pastor's retreat going on that week. Through sitting in some of the conversations where the staff was talking about their roles at the camp, it just had one of those like moments where it clicked, where I could use my skills to help make people that come to the camp have a better time there so that they could be still in their life, enjoy mm-hmm. the moment at the camp and hear God's word by not having distractions.
So you had your aha moment up at camp.
I really did. So I just looked at it as, before being a missionary, I thought it more as being such as like a pastor, just speaking mostly. But as my aha moment, just being there and knowing that people aren't distracted by not having hot water to get a hot shower, or I always say this, that their toilet's clogged, you know, making mm-hmm. sure that these things are all taken care of. They're not distracted by those. They can listen to the speakers. They can listen to their own heart and build a better relationship, their own personal relationship with God while they're there.
Very good. And as I listened to you talk, your local church played a pivotal role by creating an opportunity for you to go see a mission field like Echo Ranch. And you went on several short-term trips. I think of myself and my wife. Well, I grew up in Africa as a missionary kid, a TCK, and really didn't want to go back to Africa. But on a short-term trip, we saw how we could be involved in a different way. And that really led to us being involved in global ministry now for over 40 years. But it was a short-term mission trip, just like you were talking about. So as you begin to process and thinking about going to Echo Ranch, what were some of the big challenges you faced, some fears you faced in leaving the marketplace in Pennsylvania to do ministry in Alaska? I know it wasn't probably easy to make that decision, and to eventually you moved up there. But what were some of the early challenges that you had to face?
So some of my early challenges, I would say, it was quite the combination of things. Obviously, I spoke to my pastor and my church board about my intentions and got their full support. And then speaking with my friends and co-workers, letting them know my intentions. And I will say, a lot of people will spread doubt to you that are close to you. Like, they kept putting questions in my head. Are you doing the right thing? Why would you give up this job? You know, why are you going to move so far away from everybody? And it wasn't an easy decision, but I just kept praying about it and moved past that fear in my heart. Money, giving up my job was another big one. And also downsizing, to sell my house and then move to a camp where I no longer have my own house. Now I have my own room within a house that I share with others. So it's definitely different. They were definitely challenges as far as like downsizing a house to basically five suitcases and two duffel bags and choosing what you wanted to take with you. Yeah, moving 3,400 miles was not an easy task.
So tell our podcast listeners a little bit about Echo Ranch. It must have been impactful for you as you spent a couple weeks there each summer and the work, and you saw the ministry in Juneau, Alaska. I know their tagline, echoing God's glory to all the kids and churches and people of Southeast Alaska. Talk to us a little bit about Echo Ranch and the attraction it was, thinking about your skill set and how you were going to play a part in that.
Yeah, so as I said, my first time there was in 2019, and just getting there, it just had this, I don't know how to say it, just this feeling about it. It really felt like God's hand was across that camp. And I attribute it to the constant prayer that goes on there through the staff and individuals that go there. It just feels like a very blessed place. Working together with some of the individuals, I didn't even know them, but throughout the week, working together to help make the camp better for others, it just was a bonding moment for us on the team. And it also is a good way to get to know the staff, and you start to see the fruits of your labor as you continue to go back there. You see the camp excelling and building up, and you see the joy from my being there now on others' faces as they enjoy the things that you have done there for them.
You know, when we did a cruise in Alaska, one of the places we stopped, our tour guide, we asked her if she was aware of Echo Ranch Camp. And it's amazing how many people know of Echo Ranch. So they've made quite an impact on that whole area of Southeast Alaska. Most people think of Southeast Alaska and the Inland Passage where the cruise lines go, but there's much more there. And there's Echo Ranch Bible Camp there as well. So Echo Ranch, you decide you're going to move forward with this decision to join the staff full time. What were some of the big decisions in that process?
So moving on full time meant that I was leaving my job. There was no way that I could possibly use all my vacation and any additional time from my employer to go up there just to test it out. So I really went out on faith and let God lead me to really just quitting my job and selling everything and moving on up there.
And Echo Ranch is a ministry of Avant Ministries, so you've applied and you've joined Avant Ministries, out of Kansas City to be your sending agency, as it were, and now you're raising support. Was that a big challenge to think about raising your own support?
Yes, it really was a big challenge. It was outside of my normal mindset of how I was raised. I was raised to be very independent and support yourself. So looking to others for support so that I could do full-time ministry, it was out of my normal. And it definitely felt overwhelming. But I see now that I've joined Avant and was commissioned in January 19th to full-time ministry, and I've been back here in Pennsylvania since, starting to do my support raising. I really see God's work moving and relieving that overwhelmingness from me. But I will say it can be tiring talking all day long every day. It can be a little overwhelming.
And I know you've told the stories of how you've talked to one group or some individuals or family, and they want to share your story with others, and it's opened up churches you had no idea of before. These conversations are opening up churches for you to come and share about the ministry.
Yes, yes, that has been happening. It's amazing how God uses tough times in your own life to give you a testimony that you can share with others that may have experienced the same thing or the same feelings, and it just opens up other doors and opportunities to help them, and also to have avenues to meet other people yourself in other churches. And it's been a great journey so far. I really enjoy that part of it.
I know you're doing something that I think a lot of people sitting in church, they hear these ministry stories, these missionary stories, they would like to be part of that story, but the fear, the unknown, giving up security of a job, it's just too much for most people to process and work through. Where you've done it, you've given an example to people how to be courageous and honor that calling that God's put in your heart to work full-time at Echo Ranch. So how can people learn more about the work you're doing?
So to learn more, you could learn more about Christian camping at Echo Ranch. You can go to echoranch.org. That'll tell you a lot about the camp and what we're doing there and projects that we have going on. To learn more about myself and what my part is there, you can check out avantministries.org/Reich. When you go in there, it'll be my biography, tell you a little more about myself. There's also a subscribe button that you can start receiving my newsletter. I call it Handyman Highlights with Bob, and that'll tell you more about what my role is there at the camp. And I also have a Facebook link there as well for Wayside Echoing in Alaska. I've started that and been doing that since I first one up in June.
And if you want Bob to share with your group, or you want to learn more about it, you can contact Bob through that landing page on Avant Ministries. I'll put the information in the podcast description, so you'll have the links to his website and to that landing page on Avant Ministries website, as well as Echo Ranch website. So Bob, this has been fascinating. You've shown us courage to work through the challenges, the fears, to embrace this exciting new venture and ministry that God's entrusted to you.
Thank you, Dennis. I really appreciate this opportunity to just share a little snippet of my testimony and what I've been doing since God has called me to help spread the gospel. Thank you.
And if you're in Pennsylvania somewhere, Bob will be glad to come and speak to you when he's not up in Alaska, or you can reach out to him and set up a time to do Zoom. He's enjoying Zoom. So there's many ways to connect with him. So again, Bob, thank you for joining the Unconventional Ministry Podcast.
Thank you, Dennis.
This is the Unconventional Ministry Podcast. If you've enjoyed this conversation, please share it with your friends and leave a comment. Sat7 is a Middle East and North Africa broadcast media ministry making God's love visible and the gospel available to everyone in the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7 USA has resources in helping you honor God while protecting your family. You can avoid another regret, which is the failure of not creating an estate plan. Through a partnership with Financial Planning Ministry, Sat7 USA provides Christian experts to assist you in preparing your will or trust, all at no financial cost to you. Visit www.sat7usa.org and click on the tab Planned Giving for more information. Sat7 simplifies the process and makes it easy for you so that your family and friends don't have to bear the burden and regret of your failure to create an estate plan. Thank you again for joining this episode of the Unconventional Ministry Podcast.